Tanya for the 16th of Av is in Egeret HaKedesh, Simen Hey. It's on page 412 in English Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the letters of the sounds of the letters, the 22 letters of Torah, are created not by the lips or by the tongue, but rather it's created by the nefesh on a super rational level, from a place higher than intelligence. There is the ability to express, to articulate, and to form letters, and it is because the nefesh wants to say b that the letters move in such that the lips move in such a fashion that it pronounces that letter. And it's because the nefesh wants to pronounce a m or a p that the letters, that the lips move to fashion or to sound that letter. But it's not that the nefesh wants to move the lips. And it's not that the lips create the sound. The lips express the sound. However, letters are made up of two parts, the form and the substance, the matter and the form. The form is called the pnimis, and the matter, the substance, is called the external, the chetenis. Ki hagam shemekedam hu mekadmus haseichol v'rotzen hanefesh. Hagam shemekedam hu mekadmus haseichol. Although the origin of the letters is from a pre-rational state, from a level in the soul that is higher than seichol, v'rotzen hanefesh zu, and this will of the soul to pronounce these letters, he bechinas tzuras. It is the zotzin, the will of the nefesh, that produces the form of the various pronunciations of the 22 letters. But the substance of the letter, the body, so to speak, of the letter, which is the external part of the letter, what makes up the substance of the letters, the material of the letter, so to speak, is the breath that comes from the heart. From that breath comes the soundless, the unformed sound, the neutral sound, which is called kol poshut, hayetze mehagodim, that comes out of the throat. The achakach, and then, after you have this unformed general breath or sound, it then becomes nechlak l'chov beis havodis. It then becomes divided into 22 pronunciations. Ubitu chov beis esiyes behei meitzoyes hayedues ache mehagodin gichak mehacheich, and so on. That breath, that generic breath, then becomes broken down into 22 different sounds and pronunciations through the five tools of articulation. So that the aleph, the ches, the hey, the ayin comes from the throat, the gimel, yud, kuf, chof come from the palate, etc. Umifta hahevel hu eis hey osa klua. And when you want to word or express the breath itself, that generic breath, that is expressed in the letter He, which is a clear letter, also klila, or a light letter. It's a letter without encumbrance. It's the sound itself, the breath itself. The Hu, Mokir Hachemer, the Gufa Esiyes, Terem is Chalkusam Lachav Beis. And it is the material of all the letters, the body of all the letters, before they get divided into 22 sounds. And that's why the sages say that this world was created through the hay. So we know now the world to come, Olam Haba, where the neshama has its hanor from its understanding of godliness that is revealed to it, that is not revealed in this world. That's the letter yud. The yud is contained, self-contained, and is revealed only in the world to come. So the world to come is created by the letter yud. and this world, which is the manifest world, where things are broken down into various different separate details, that comes from the letter He, because the letter He is the origin, the substance of the letters before it gets broken down into details. So the origin of this world is the letter He. Hine hagam shehi hei tato, hei achreinu shebishem avaye. And although the He that we're talking about is the lower He, the second He of God's name, v'rizal darshu zal posu ki biyutke, and yet the sages tell us that the world is created from a He based on the pasuk that says ki biyutke, which seems like the Yud and the He being the first He. Haynu l'fi shem v'keidu v'reishis olav ilu b'chinas gili me'helem ha-yud hu mushpa v'nimshach me'b'chinas he'ilo. And that's because the beginning of the revelation, when we're going from a Yud, which is self-contained and concealed, when we go from the Yud, which is concealed, to the state of revelation, we have to go through the first He, the higher He. Sheyesh le'espashtus erach v'reichav. The He, unlike the Yud, has some dimensions to it. It's got length and breadth and so on. Bino, so that it represents Bino, shehi espashtus haseichel hanelam. Bino meaning the expansion or the construction of that seichel that was hidden and concealed in the dot of the Yud. B'bechinas gili v'hasoga b'hachovas hadas. Bina means when that hidden seichel comes revealed in comprehension and in the breadth of understanding. The hashpa'osa mistayem es belev, and its influence concludes in the heart. V'kameshikosa b'tikunim, d'bina liba. As it says in Tikunim, the Zayar, that bina is the heart, u'bo halev maven. And with Bina, the heart understands. Umisham, and then there, from the heart, Yetza HaHevel, Mokir Gili Gufa Esiyes, from the heart, there then comes forth that breath, that Hevel, that is the origin of the body of the letters, of speech, HaMizgalis BeHeMetzois MeHelem HaYud, that is revealed through the five articulations, that which was concealed in the Yud. Utmunas he tato, and the formation, the physical form of the second he, b'ksivosa, when you write it, is gamkein, b'hispashtus erach v'reichav. It too has length and breadth. It goes in both directions. Umeire al hispashtus b'chinas malchusei yisbareich, Malchus Koli Lomin Lamaila Ulamato Ladalitzitan. What is the expansion of the second He? The first He is the expansion of the Yud of the Chochmah into Bina. The expansion of the second He is the expansion of Malchus. The way Malchus expands and expresses itself into the world, in that God is the king of the world, above and below and to the four directions. So you have, again, two dimensions, height, length, and breadth, because God is the king above and below and from side to side. Hamispashtes v'nimshoches me'esiyes d'var Hashem. And this, the royalty of God, the Malchus, is expressed through the word of God, the letters of the word of God. K'meshikosu b'keheles, ba'asher d'var melech shulten. K'meshikosu mokimachet. What does words and letters have to do with a king? With royalty, says in Kehelas, the word of a king governs. So a king governs through his speech, as is explained elsewhere. And to understand a little bit, what does it mean, God's letters or God's speech? Because God doesn't have a body or a soul. So to understand that a little bit, it was explained already, In a long but short way, the Lakutei Amorim Chelet Beis Perikud Aleph Yud Beis Ayin Sham. In the Hayem Yem for the 16th of Av, The Rebbe writes that Nesiyas HaBaal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov's travels, the Tchilas HaHizgalos Shelo, when he first was revealed, Hoyu Al Derech Shleisha Inyan, Al Dvar Shleisha Inyanim. He was traveling for three purposes. Pidyon Shvuyim, to ransom the captives, Jewish, the kidnapped Jews, Chizuk HaTorah V'Yiras Shamayim, strengthening Torah and Yiras Shamayim, and his galus Pnimiyas HaTorah, and to start revealing the inner part of Torah, Chassidus. Admor Hamtzoy Hayom Evayeh Bozeh, the Mittler Rebbe used to explain that Galya Shebet Torah Nikra Mayim Untzevaser Gateman. The revealed part of Torah is called water, and water people are attracted to naturally. Pnimiyas HaTorah Nikra Eish, Pnimiyas HaTorah is called fire, Unfafayer Hotman Meir, and people are generally naturally afraid of fire. The fire dav the mashpia against the mekabel, and that's where the mashpia has to go to the mekabel. Unzoganim hob ken meidenish, and he has to say to him, "Don't be afraid." Vayla Hashem elikecho eish eichlo, because God is a consuming fire. So it's not a fire that you should be afraid of. It is simply the intensity of godliness that is compared to a consuming fire.